بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. If you notice, Maulana was reading a different qiraat this morning. One person some months ago from our masjid said, Maulana, I'm very confused. Imam Sahib read wrong. He's supposed to read Maliki Yawmiddin, he read Maliki Yawmiddin. So if I read Maliki Yawmiddin, I'm reading wrong, you must correct me. Maulana is a Qari, so he has studied and understood the different qiraats and how to read. So we enjoy and alhamdulillah we appreciate the different qiraats and the different readings that the Quran Sharif was sent down as a hadith. Unzil al-Quran ala sab'ati ahruf. In the 7 different dialects, Quran and Majid was revealed. We don't get the opportunity to hear, so we appreciate. But this is something we don't emulate if we never study it. So Maulana read slightly different here and there. So we don't try and read like that in our own salah, because that is for the Qari. He has the license now, he has studied, he has understood. And nor should we find fault also. As I said, if I'm reading like that, I'm reading wrong, because I haven't studied Qiraat. But if Maulana is reading, Maulana is a Qari, so we should just understand and clarify. We shouldn't have any misconceptions. We have different brothers that are coming to our masjid. Sometimes they don't understand, so I have to explain the brother and tell him that, see, this is a different Qiraat, and this is another science also. Incidentally, one of the ulama was saying that, and said, Maulana, besides the Talimul Haqq, what do you people study for 6 and 7 years in Alim class, you know? We only know, like, this is Tanimul Haq, like, you know, these are important things. What do you all study? So Maulana said, I told him, you know, there's a kitab called Usulu Shashi. So it sounds very unique also. Usulu Shashi, you know. So he got very impressed. So a lot of people, the level of understanding of deen is not to the level that we think that people have the understanding. One Maulana was giving a talk. So after the talk, someone came to him and said, Maulana, you mentioned a certain narration. Which kitab does it come in? So Maulana said, it comes in a very big kitab. That kitab's name is Misbahul Lughat. So that brother said, oh, Jazakallah. Give it to me. So now Misbahul Lughat is a dictionary. It's a dictionary, Misbahul Lughat, but it's got an Arabic name. But now people don't know, so he just came now, he's just showing, impressing, you know, Maulana, which kitab? One person came to me after one of the talks. He said, you know, this surah, this ayat, Allah says this. But it's not an alim. So I was very interested in what he was saying. So I went to check that surah and ayat, and it's nothing what he said. Nothing what he said, something else, you know. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq that we don't play a part or a role and you try and impress when we are not on that level. You know, we don't try to show off. We don't try to impress if we're not on that level. Whatever Allah Ta'ala has blessed us with, whatever abilities, capabilities, that much, we see how much of benefit. One of the masjids, one of our ulama went and he spoke about wuzu. Spoke about wuzu. The people were waiting for him by the door to thank him. Say, Maulana, what you told us today, we didn't know these things. So sometimes simple things, we just share some simple words, some simple advices with people, and that is enough. See, the whole thing is qabooliyat, acceptance. Allah Ta'ala gave us tawfiq. We're going off on another tangent. The topic today is the history of Masjid al-Aqsa. So the Masjid al-Aqsa was built after the Kaaba Sharif. Adam alayhi salam built Masjid al-Aqsa, and there are different narrations. And then Nabi Dawood alayhi salam and Suleiman alayhi salam, they built Masjid al-Aqsa. Now they are very, very beautiful du'as that were made on the occasion of the building of Masjid al-Aqsa that Nabi Suleiman alayhi salam had made. And he said, O Allah, you have blessed me with the strength and the means to build Masjid al-Aqsa and Baytul Muqaddas. To build Baytul Muqaddas, O Allah, also bless me with the ability to show appreciation to you for this great favor. Allow me to die upon your deen, and do not misguide me after you have blessed me with guidance. O Allah, I beseech you to bless the one who enters this masjid with five things. Any sinner who enters this masjid and repents, forgive his sins. Any person who enters this masjid to save himself from some harm, grant him peace and safety and protect him from harm. Grant cure to any sick person who enters this masjid. Any poor person who enters this masjid, bless him with wealth. And the one who enters this masjid, bless him with your special mercy and grace, except for the one who is an oppressor or who is engaged in some worldly occupation. So some beautiful du'as he made. Allah Ta'ala take us all, whoever has been and whoever hasn't been also, Allah Ta'ala take us. They say if a person ties his ihram, it's very, very, encouraging to note that, alhamdulillah, brothers are still going for the three haram tour, they're still going there, they're still tying their ihram from there. It is mentioned that a person who ties his ihram for Hajj or Umrah from Masjid al-Aqsa, all his past minor sins will be forgiven. All his past minor sins will be forgiven. And it is mentioned that there's also one virtue that has been mentioned, that Jannat becomes compulsory for such a person. So we make dua, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, once again grant us full control over the holy lands of Baytul Muqaddas, of Palestine, of Masjid al-Aqsa. I'm sure many have been moved by the talk yesterday, the Jummah Bayan. And it's important to note that people, we get emotional, we become concerned, we become worried. But that has to create a certain drive. And what is that drive? Ulama are saying, see, there are different fronts in the Muslim Ummah. If a person, for example, is a doctor, then he will serve in that capacity. Someone has intelligence, he can strategize, he's a strategist, then he will be used in that. Someone is an IT specialist, sometimes you need a hacker also, then they'll be used in that. So each one has different capabilities, not that everybody will be able to go on the battlefield. And just like when you had in the looting, you needed that zikr jamaat, you needed those people to be in the masjid, to be in zikr, under the circumstances. Under the circumstances where your hands are tied and there is nothing much more that you can do, then the ulama are saying that now, like Maulana mentioned, alluded to, that we have to all go into zikr mode in the sense that we leave out sins. We leave out sins and we do more, we turn more to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We shed tears, and this is not on occasion. On occasion where there's a dynamic talk and there's a dua and everybody's crying and it's finished. No. This is in the dead of night. The dead of night, every morning. You know, I was marveling Hazrat Maulana A.S. Desai Sahib, Namun Barakatuhum. He is where his fikr is, his mind is. He's writing in one of his recent articles. He said, every person must cry. Because he feels, Maulana say, I feel now the next target is Pakistan and Turkey. So Maulana is saying, make fervent dua. That we know we are weak and we know all the wrongs. But Allah must put it in the hearts of our Muslims that have these armies. That can, you know, deliver some clout. That can use whatever resources Allah has given them. Some nuclear power, some whatever fighting power they got. Naval power, military, whatever they have. Allah must put it in their heart that they must take up the courage to make that jihad. So we in our position now, we will make that dua, we will cry, we will beg, we will beseech, and we'll ask Allah Ta'ala for His help to open up the way. Allah Ta'ala give us.